Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
Had to park on Bay State Road, 'cause Fenway's all aglow. A book that after lands down the street, guitar in hand and summer heat. The faithful in their red and blue, a crowd outside the house of blues. I dodge a vendor's hawkers, gawkers, dockers in my way, breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that and brought his heart to play. The doorman lands a smile away. One and two and three and four, heads perk up, up goes the door. Breaking strings on cheap guitars. Close my eyes, pretend we're stars. Cross that alley, it seems so far, but tonight that alley beyond that velvet cage. Until then, here we will remain with our stranger, rain, singing ways.
WMFO Medford. tower, and climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, oh, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally.
Thank you. owners of the flame. Working on the street, really all the same. NASCAR, Ron Star, yeah, everything. Working for a living. Oh, yeah, I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and working. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and working. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Out. I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome to What's Happening here on WMFO in Medford. I'm Aaron. Heard Dalton and the Sheriffs with Cheap Guitars. Glenn Miller with In the Mood. Gilbert O'Sullivan with Alone Again Naturally. Garth Brooks, Working for a Living. And that was Fastball with The Way. I want to go back to the music. A little bit of ELO. Enjoy.
No!
You're listening to What's Happening here on WMFO. Heidi, are you there?
Hello.
How are you, Heidi?
I'm in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and we are now under a tornado warning.
Well, I'm glad you could call in. Geez, the hurricane tornadoes, wow, so much going on at once.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. We have winds that are about just gusts are around 60, sustained winds. We keep losing power, so it said at the bottom of the screen on the TV that the winds were around 50, and we're having gusts to be between 60 and 70 miles an hour right now because we're on the east side of the storm.
Yeah, I was watching some of the video you were streaming earlier about different things you had to do to prepare, like putting the protection on the windows and how they fit. I mean, it was really cool to see how they fit. I just wish you didn't have to use them. And also draining your pool because it was overflowing.
Yes, because we have a pool out back. I mean, obviously when it rains, it fills up, and so we had to drain it out into the canal. And then we have all these, because we have a beautiful home, and I'm not ashamed to say that because we do have a beautiful home, we have 23 windows, and those 23 windows have to be protected. And we have these stainless steel shutters that go up, and there's, depending on how big the window is, there's so many panels that have to go up. We have one window that requires, I think it's 21 panels, and we said that after this storm, that one's getting an accordion shutter. We're not doing that one again. We're getting too old. And we used to have one that went across the porch in the back, and that's where we store a lot of our outdoor furniture and our outdoor items, decorative things that go on the wall, and hoses and things like that. We have to store all our things in there, and that we put an accordion shutter on a few years ago. That was a wonderful investment. But, you know, living in the north, you don't realize how much preparation you have to do for a hurricane. When we used to get hurricanes in the north, it was more like, you know, okay, we tape a window and make sure the car's in the garage, and that's about it. Well, it's not like that down here. There's a lot of stuff you got to do. There's the shutters, and then we reinforce the garage door, and anything out there can be a projectile, even a cover that goes over a sprinkler can be a projectile. So you have to take all those things in. So it's not just a few hours of preparation, it's a few days of preparation.
And when you first got notification, I mean, like everybody but you in Florida got it before, I would assume we did, how much time did they give you? How much time did they tell you it would take before it would possibly hit? And then what preparations did you make otherwise as far as food, water?
Well, I'm really lucky because my husband used to work for FEMA, so he realizes what brevity can be of a situation like this. So he was really smart, and as soon as we saw the hurricane coming off, well, the waves come off Africa, and when they get into the Atlantic Ocean, the Euro models and the GFS models start producing what they think might be the track. And this one looked like it was going to be coming into the United States. And, of course, after Harvey, everybody panicked and thought that we were going to be in the same situation as Texas. But that was a different type of hurricane than what we have. That one never moved. This one's moving very quickly. That one moved at, like, 1 mile per hour. This one's moving at about 14 or 15 miles per hour. So that was making pretty good headway across the Atlantic, and there was no wind shear. And they're really, really good about informing us about the low pressure intersecting with the high pressure and what wind shear is going to do to it. And we've been really lucky over the past few years. The wind shear has been shredding all the hurricanes that have been coming across the Atlantic, but this year there was none. So we kind of knew that we were going to probably get one that was going to impact us, but we didn't really think it was going to be quite like this. But I have to say, when my husband working for FEMA, he knew what preparations to do way ahead of time as far as getting gas, getting water, getting food. We've had a generator for a long time. We started putting up the hurricane shutters. I think it was Tuesday we put up quite a few of them. And so we were able to help our neighbors. We have an elderly lady that lives next door. We were able to help her get prepared. And the wind is really blowing outside right now. It sounds like a, you know, it's a cliche, but it sounds like a freight train. It sounds like a freight train's going by right now.
But everybody, everybody's secure. And I heard earlier you said that your dog was out briefly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing. I guess the newest thing is to get a kiddie pool and put some grass in it, and the dog will pee on it. Well, I don't. I'd have to get a little bit bigger than a kiddie pool for my dog, because my dog weighs 130 pounds. So she's not.
That's a big baby. But how is your dog reacting to it?
She's a little nervous. I mean, she can feel the energy off of us and our anxiety. So she obviously feels that. We have our daughter staying with us. She has a house that is built to Miami-Dade standards. That's a house that has to be able to withstand 140-mile-per-hour winds. And after Hurricane Andrew, that was the adopted code here in South Florida. So we have one of those homes as well. And, you know, although she could have stayed in her home, who wants to face a hurricane by themselves? So we had her come over here, and we're all, oh my gosh, I baked cookies and I baked lemon squares and we've had tacos and we've played card games. And
you know, reminds you of the blizzard of 78 up here, huh?
Exactly. And now we keep, the power keeps going in and out, in and out, in and out. But a lot of my friends have lost power. But like I say, we have a generator that just keeps the refrigerator going. And if we are sustained, like when we had Wilma, we were without power for 11 days. So that will help to keep us going.
So, because you were originally from up here, correct?
Yes, I'm originally from Beverly, Massachusetts. And when the blizzard of 78 came through, I was living in an apartment in Peabody. And it was right by the shopping center, which is now all enclosed, but it was not enclosed at the time. And my roommate and I walked up to get groceries on the Monday that that blizzard hit. Gosh, we were crazy. A police car picked us up and brought us back home because we were walking in the snow, dragging groceries. But, you know, that was when we were young and stupid.
Well, actually, I was in high school at the time, and we were stuck at high school during the blizzard of 78. And we were asked to go up to, at the time, it was Waltham Supermarket, which of course now is Hannaford's, and pick up 30 loaves of bread and bring them back to the school because, of course, there was no delivery of bread.
Oh, my goodness.
And we walked through it, I mean, and made it there and made it back, but definitely something to remember. And, you know, I think it's important to have the preparedness and the insight ahead of time from other people and watch what's going on, because we could have a hurricane appear at any time too.
Oh, absolutely.
Or a tornado, or God forbid, an earthquake.
Yes. And the lists on the hurricane prepared, there's flyers that are put out by the Red Cross and by the different markets and the different radio stations and TV stations here. And they're all pretty much in agreement with the kind of supplies that you should have for facing a hurricane and being without power and things like that. And fortunately, we have an extremely well-trained and prepared emergency response team here in Port St. Lucie. I have to say, they've done a wonderful job. We've received telephone calls about where to call if you have a power outage, or what to do if you're caught, you know, if you get hurt and you need emergency care, and what to do. But they've called and said that there's flooding, and there is flooding. It's flooding north of us. And what to do for your pets, and where to go for shelter. And it's been unbelievable how wonderful they've been. They've done a fantastic job preparing people. So I'm really happy with that. Of course, I'm, of course, scared, and I'm nervous and anxious. And every time a big gust goes through, you know, I'm always afraid. I have a nice pool, and I have that wireframe cage. They call them cages here. A lanai goes over it, and it's all, it's a big screen house all enclosed, and I'm afraid that that's going to come down, but there's nothing I could do about it. That's why I have house insurance. And I also have flood insurance.
And, of course, you know, having family around you, and I would assume they're also telling people to check on neighbors, check on the seniors and people around you, and if they don't have it, to bring them in and make sure they're okay, too.
Yes, definitely. And we've done that here. Again, the elderly lady that lives next door to us, one of her daughters came and stayed with her. But had she not done that, obviously my husband and I would have made sure that she was taken care of, because that's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Because I think the thing is, most people take it for granted. Oh, it's happening somewhere else. But when it can happen to you, you know, you have to prepare, even if you just have, even up here, you know, some extra water, some extra batteries, you know, keep your phones charged. Are you calling on the home phone, or are you calling from your cell phone?
I decided to call from my cell phone because if the power went out, I would have lost you on my house phone. Normally, I'd call you on the house phone because I get a better signal, but not today.
No, actually, the signal is actually perfectly clear and great. And, you know, from us up here, we want to wish you the best and the safest through the storms and everybody else in Florida, because I know there's actually another storm behind this one, unfortunately.
Yes, Jose is on his way. You know, they're telling us it's going to be what they call a fish storm, but as we well know, we don't know.
Exactly.
So, till it's the end, because this was supposed to go up the East Coast, then it was going to go up the East Coast, then through the peninsula, and now it's on the West Coast, and I just fear for my West Coast friends.
And, yeah, your friends and family still up here, let them know that, you know, you're safe.
And yes. And again, social media, wonderful to have it, because it does give us the opportunity to let people know the updates on what's happening. So we're very happy about that, too.
Yeah, I called my, matter of fact, before I came in today, I called my aunt, and she's about 20 minutes out of Tampa. And she said, we're fine, we're just getting wind. And then a great friend of mine is in Miami and posted he's safe. So that's one good thing, because people are posting I had family who went through the tragedies in Texas. And they all posted, we're safe, we're okay. But one of my cousins was stuck on the other side, and they were asking for somebody to go over and help get their, you know, their brother over, you know, so.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, you got to work together, because that's all we have.
That's right, yeah. Definitely. Well, thanks very much for having me on.
Heidi, yes, I appreciate you calling in. You and to your family, our thoughts and wishes are with you for getting through the storm, and everybody in Florida getting through the storm safely. And I want you to be able to go charge your phone so you've got it. And hopefully, you know, please let us know, and please let me know that you've made it through the storm. But take care of yourselves, and thank you for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And my best to everybody up there in the north.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. That was Heidi calling in from Florida. Let us know how things are going down there, and we really appreciate it that she was able to take the time. So why don't we go back to some music? Enjoy.
get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you. You look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering. Just leave it up to you.
Welcome back to What's Happening here at WMFO Medford. Heard Fastball with The Way, ELO with Don't Bring Me Down, Don Henley with In a New York Minute, Heidi calling in from Florida. We want to thank her for calling in, and hope everybody's safe down there. Dolly Parton with Here You Come Again, Dave Brubeck with Take Five, and that was Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Let's go back to the music. Enjoy.